From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. With one day of U.S. Supreme Court confirmation hearings behind her, Judge Sonia Sotomayor now enters the more difficult part of the ritual. This morning, members of the Senate Judiciary Committee will begin questioning the nominee. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Republicans used their opening statements to lay out the lines of attack. The primary accusation is that Sotomayor is a judge who makes decisions based on subjective personal considerations rather than on the rule of law. As Iowa Republican Charles Grassley told NPR last night, most of that criticism has not come from cases Sotomayor has ruled on.
Most of it has been come from speeches she's given off the bench, interviews she's given off the bench, and things of that nature. So maybe she's going to convince us that, in a sense, her political statements were nothing more than just her political statements, and they have nothing to do with her judging.
Sotomayor told the committee her judicial philosophy is simple: fidelity to the law. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The head of Washington, D.C.'s Metro Transit system is due to testify at a congressional hearing today about last month's deadly crash involving two trains. 9 people were killed and more than 70 injured. NPR's Jack Zahora reports.
Metro's general manager John Cato will explain to House members what safety updates have been made to the transit system in response to the June 22nd crash, when two trains collided north of downtown D.C. Metro says part of the reason for the collision was its outdated computer monitoring system. The system didn't sense that one of the trains involved in the crash was even on the tracks. A member of the National Transportation Safety Board is also expected to testify in front of Congress. NTSB has said Metro is not doing enough in response to the accident. It recommended that Metro install a warning mechanism that alerts train operators when its monitoring system fails. NTSB has also in the past urged Metro to buy rail cars that could better withstand crashes. Jack Zahora, NPR News, Washington.
The government reported today that prices at the wholesale level took a bigger-than-expected jump in June. Wholesale prices rose the most since November of 2007. The increase was led by more expensive energy products. The Labor Department says that the Producer Price Index increased by 1.8% in June. The index tracks the cost of goods before they reach store shelves. In May, wholesale prices increased by 0.2%. Economists had expected a gain of 0.9% last month. Japanese stock prices rose today. The Nikkei average gained 211 points, or 2.3%, to end a 9-day losing streak. Investors were encouraged by fresh hopes for improved bank earnings and signs the Asian economy is recovering. This is NPR News. Speaking in his own defense for the first time, the former president of Liberia, Charles Taylor, has dismissed war crimes charges against him as lies. The prosecution claims he directed rebels in the neighboring Sierra Leone to gain control of lucrative diamond fields to be able to fuel twin conflicts on both sides of the border. NPR's Ophavia Quist-Acton reports.
Charles Taylor walked purposefully into the special court in The Hague, wearing a sober suit and dark glasses. Liberia's former president is the first African leader to face charges of murder, mutilation, sexual slavery, and recruiting child soldiers related to the civil war next door in Sierra Leone. In his first appearance in the witness box, Taylor forcefully denied orchestrating atrocities by the Sierra Leonean rebel. He said it was very unfortunate that the prosecution, because of disinformation and lies, would associate him with titles that were false and malicious. Taylor said he was outraged that anyone could accuse him of being involved in the brutal Sierra Leone conflict. Ophelia Quistarton, NPR News, Accra.
Southwest Airlines is inspecting nearly 200 of its aircraft after a hole in the fuselage of one of its planes forced an emergency landing in West Virginia. An airport spokesman in Charleston, West Virginia, says passengers on the 737 aircraft could see the outside through the 1-foot-by-1-foot hole in the rear of the plane. The cabin lost pressure, but no one was injured. The plane, which originated in Nashville and was headed to Baltimore, landed safely in Charleston last evening. It is not clear what caused the damage. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.